are at the end of principle number 8. We've been discussing 10 different types of emunah. And we're on the last page of the section, page 23, at the top of the page. Emunah is a spiritual light and is the most valuable thing there is. It is the key to moving from selfishness to loving others, and the key to connection to God. Emunah is the solution to everything that is broken in our lives. If we have emunah, we have everything. Attaining emunah, however, is not simple. We don't have emunah just by saying we have it. It takes a lot of hard work to develop emunah. I heard from my teacher, Rabbi Baruch Shalom Halevi Ashlag Zatzal, that we are not able to attain emunah through our own abilities. We need to make a lot of effort to think that everything is for the good and act accordingly. In the end, however, only God can give us the ability to believe in God. Who does God give this light to? Emunah is given to a person who asks for it and needs it and wants to serve from love. Wanting to attain emunah precedes receiving the emunah from God. Wow. This whole section we've been discussing many different aspects of emunah. In its most simple understanding, emunah is belief in God. Believing that the source of our reality is flowing boundless goodness to everyone, and that everything that we're going through right now is the process of this gift of boundless goodness being able to be experienced by us in the ultimate way. So that's emunah, believing in God. Now we could think that a person, you know, decides to believe in God or not to believe in God, that it's like an intellectual decision. The learning is trying to help us become aware that emunah is an exalted state of consciousness. Can't just say we have emunah and have emunah. It's something we need to develop and attain and ultimately be gifted with. Because even if a person would say they have emunah or just think we have emunah, any moment that we're not joyful attests to our lack of emunah. And there's all different levels of emunah, but if we had deep emunah that everything that we're going through now is the process of boundless and eternal goodness becoming revealed to everybody, so we would be constantly joyful. So if we truly had emunah, it's a solution to all of our problems. We realize that everything is for the good. It says here that we need to work to develop our emunah. That's what we're here to do. But in the end, we're not able to attain emunah just from our own abilities. In the end, the emunah is gifted to us from God. It's an amazing line. He says, in the end, however, only God can give us the ability to believe in God. So we could think, okay, so if only God can give us emunah, so what is there for us to do? But it says, who does God give this light to? Emunah is given to a person who asks for it and needs it and wants to serve from love. Wanting to attain emunah precedes receiving the emunah from God. But actually wanting emunah is not a simple matter, because we naturally prefer revelation to emunah. We prefer the goodness to become revealed to us rather than to believe in the goodness. So for us to reach that level of actually wanting emunah, a state of appreciating emunah beyond even a state of the goodness becoming revealed to us. Because we said when the goodness becomes revealed to us, on some level there's a receiving of the love, whereas then we're in a state of emunah, we're in a state of giving the love. So to reach a place where what we're actually yearning for and working for and trying to develop is a spiritual state of emunah, it's not a simple matter. It says here, emunah is a spiritual light and is the most valuable thing there is. That's what there is to work towards here, to attain. If we have emunah, we have everything. the key to moving from selfishness to loving others, and the key to connection to God. The more that we have emunah, that our source of reality is purely giving and loving, so that's what gives us the ability to be purely giving and loving. So again, emunah isn't just something we have or we don't have. Right, there's all the different levels of emunah that we're working to develop. So to read the last line of the section here, it says, our main spiritual work is to reveal the aspects of giving and belief that are within ourselves and to develop them. So let's end for now, and God willing, next time, discuss a little bit more before going on to the next section.